When I was a child, I dreamed often of travel, of leaving Morozhny and leaving Irsin and exploring the world and finding something better and warmer than what I had known. When I did finally get the chance as a teenager and I left Irsin, I traveled for years with a Varisian caravan. It is where I learned the magic of Dejero, and I learned cartomancy and experienced both a warmth of other people and of climate different than I had ever known. And yet, when I settled in Heldrin, I felt so at home, so at ease. I never wanted to travel again. My dream instead changed to one of growing old and staying in a place that truly was my home. Yet now I am forced to travel again. I returned to Irsin only to be magically transported again to a completely different place I never would have wanted to see. And the cards have spoken to me and have told me, you are the cricket. To achieve a positive future, you must travel. You must embody the spirit of travel and journeying. And I know I must embrace it, but I long for home. Here in this home that is not my home, that is Baba Yaga's home, I miss my house back in Heldrin. And I do not know. I almost hope this place, this hut, never comes to feel like home. I hope for all of us we will know the warmth of home again, and we will bring the warmth of summer to the world, but in a way less evil than bringing it permanently as the only season. I'm no Ilvana, I promise. Nonetheless, I think of dreams, and I think of journeys as we face this next riddle, this next raven has given us. Is it a dream that awaits? Is it a nightmare? Any journey could go either way, but either way, we have no choice but to face it.
Damn. And face it, you shall.
I'm ready for a good high initiative roll.
Yeah?
I want a good number.
I'm ready for the lowest initiative I've ever got because I have -2 to dexterity because I'm an old lady now.
So is your mod, you have like a negative initiative now?
I'm hoping we don't have to fight this time around.
I have a...
I'm with Marge on this one.
No, I have a +1 instead of a +2. It's
James
not
is using the pawn of his actual self, the meta pawn, the to meta represent pawn. This.
It's I was like, I might need a pawn today, and then this is the one I grabbed. This is the mini I grabbed from me stash.
So we're dreaming
about
James.
You did say it's a hot blonde, so
hey, projecting much, James? Okay, yeah. Last time you guys did a lot of housekeeping, you finally rested. Finally. Mm. Spellcasters, you got your level 4 spells now. Congratulations.
No.
I have my level 4 spells.
Vasilisa, you have your level 4 spells now. Congratulations.
Multiclassers, you don't.
Multiclassers, you do not. But you guys finally got a good long rest to replenish all those spell slots, which we haven't seen since before the Najena Vasilyovna fight 5 hours
ago.
Episodes ago now. Congratulations. Yeah, five hour-ish episodes ago. Months ago. So you guys are finally up to full again since before your fight.
Feels good.
You guys have done a lot since then. I'm really proud of you. I'm really impressed you've made it this far on fumes, it feels like,
yeah.
For
yeah.
some of you. Yeah. You guys did the first mock. You did his raven puzzle riddle thing, and you guys received another one.
Elizabeth figured it out.
From Thriva. Yep. I just sent that to you all so you can remember it and reference it as you are in the riddle chamber. Bum, bum, bum. Just to remind all of our listeners, this is a beautiful little bed chamber with a single nightstand, a simple bed, and a single candle and an iron candlestick. And out of a crimson-red stain on the bed rises this apparition of swirling mist and tendrils of smoke, but appears to be, for the most part, a beautiful, blonde-haired, pure white-eyed woman. And I say this normally appears to be, because she's shifting in and out between human and fiend and eldritch horror and cycling through all of this. It's like she's an amalgamation, and almost that her form can't quite decide what form to actually take. And it's doing like that shitty frame smoothing thing that TVs do. Like, you can tell that this was shot in like 24, but now it's like forcing it to go to 60.
So Marge was the one who...
I'm going to count the spell.
Go ahead, Marge. What up?
Marge is the one who opened the door.
Yeah.
Which she should be always the one to open the door because she's the shortest and everybody can just see past
her head.
It's smart. Yeah.
That's so smart.
Since Marge opened the door and it's just a small hallway behind her, she's going to step in and off to the left just to get out of the way so people can come in. She has no interest in getting closer to the bed at the moment. This seems very magical and that she knows this is not really her area of expertise yet.
Vasilisa will follow people in.
Bulka, you're going into?
Yeah, are we not initiative?
No.
I want to immediately cast a spell.
Okay, then we are going to go into initiative.
Oh.
All right, yeah, let's get initiative going. Sorry, for
guys,
everyone.
Didn't do that.
Dang it, Bulka.
Yeah, you start casting a spell and the specter does specter
stuff. Oh my god.
Did you do it as soon as you stepped in before we get in the room? When did you do that?
Okay. Is it as soon as you stepped in the room?
So he would have decided this is the spell he's going to cast when he heard the riddle, when he heard the end of the riddle. He's like, oh.
Oh, well, we were in this room.
No, he wouldn't have cast it yet, but that's what he would have been ready to do.
Knew
so pretty
he
much
was
as soon as he
to.
Sees any kind of entity or object or person or anything,
he's
he was going to cast this spell.
Did you cast the spell with our main people behind you in the hallway where they can't do anything?
Yeah, like, are you doing this as soon as you walk in, you go, ha!
Or do you do it from the
hallway? It's not an offensive spell, but yeah, as soon as he sees a thing.
Did I manage to beat you at initiative?
Yeah, you got like a 2.
I got
or something.
A
you
10.
Got 3. You got 10?
Yeah, I rolled
okay. Oh, you mean
okay.
This time? Last time you had like a 2 or 3. And you
oh,
still
yeah,
beat,
last
and you still
time.
Beat me.
Was, I, yeah. It's not been a great kind of initiative time
no,
for
I
me.
I really wanted to roll better. Do I have any snowflakes? I should have snowflaked this.
All right. It's pretty low initiative, but that's okay because what I will effectively call the nightmare also rolled fairly low. Bulka, you start to cast something. And you watch as the nightmare flexes and tilts its head disconcertingly sideways. And it stares you down as you all hear its discordant voice in your heads. Why do you come here, mortals? What do you think you do casting spells in my presence? And that's their turn. Volka,
really curious what
if
the
you
want to
go ahead
was.
And just do your thing, you can.
It doesn't stop you from
it
casting
doesn't stop
the spell.
You, but it watches you start to cast, and it's like, yo, what the fuck?
Then I'll cast the spell. You guys are going to call me a liar. This is the card
liar.
Where I wrote my spells.
You didn't write that.
My spell selection. And one of the level 3 spells I prepared today is Detect Desires.
Ooh.
And when I was talking about this, and Amanda's like, oh, your GM's going to hate you.
That's
for this.
So good.
That's really great.
It ended up working out. Like, it's exactly what the riddle says, is you got to go in
and
didn't
know what the desire of the nightmare is.
Fucking
so that's
hey.
What I'm like, when I heard that in the riddle, I'm like, okay, I want to know what the desires are so that we can join them together.
Right.
Okay, cool. This is, might be a very quick encounter. what do you need from me? Is this a save, I presume?
Let's take a look here. Oh, yeah, no, there is a will.
Okay. Does it get spell resistance?
No spell resistance.
Fucking
nice.
Nice. Okay.
Now, there's a caveat on this, that if this thing has a charisma score of 26 or higher, then like I get kicked out and stunned for one round.
I will tell you, it's not far off from 26.
Really?
So, but you're able to squeak by. The spell goes through, and you spray her.
So I will just read the text. You sense significant desires of creatures with an intelligence score of 1 or higher, regardless of whether they're conscious or not. And then if I do a second round, I get to learn the charisma score of the character.
Okay.
And then third round of concentration would reveal the most pressing current desire of any mind in the area. And that's great. The one that the will save would negate. I can't get the third one if they make the will save.
What's the DC on your save?
18.
Okay, so we'll find out in 3 rounds.
Okay. He detects there is an at least one intelligence, conscious or not conscious.
I detect if there is a
desiring thing.
You detect that there is
a desire.
There's some desire
Marge,
happening.
Marge, do you have
you.
Desire?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's nice that it's going to make it last 3 rounds.
Yeah.
Are there any hidden things with desires?
Did she get a crush on Valdine?
I mean, hidden people. Sentient beings.
Any other beings in the room that we can't
figures.
See.
Okay. You only detect range. The two in all your right. cone range.
Okay.
Marge and the nightmare.
All right.
Cool. That's my turn.
Great. Marge and Ghost, what do you want to do?
A ghost is just going to stay until called.
Yeah.
And Marge is just going to hold.
Okay.
She wants somebody else to make the first move with this. This is obviously not something she can just start beating up with her sword. And it hasn't tried to attack. I don't think she knows
it's anthropomorphic
that there were quote
stain.
Unquote an initiative. So she's just going to hold and see what happens.
Like, I have detect evil, but I don't think I need it. That looks pretty evil. Just a big wispy blood thing.
Okay.
I love it.
Great. Love it. This is
James,
so interesting.
Don't be happy, James. Don't be happy.
I don't know what I want to do now. You've caught me.
I told you that would happen
with
the spell.
Yeah, that spell's a wrinkle. I love it.
It's
yeah.
a good wrinkle.
It's clever.
The apparition is just going to speak again. I asked once, I won't again.
I forgot to answer him. Damn it.
Valdine?
What's going on in there?
Vasilisa.
Vasilisa is going to say...
I need you to roll me... A perception check, Vasilisa.
Oh, okay, I'll start with a perception check. Ooh, okay. Also, my perception's better than usual because I'm an old lady. So that's a 23.
You notice that this is could very well be a female Yadwiga, and
that is indeed my nightmare.
Kind of similar to
hot
Queen Elvana.
Blonde ladies are my nightmare.
Do you have nobility?
I don't think I do, actually.
I would also take history or local for
you. I have local and history.
All right, roll whichever one is best.
All right. Oh, God, yes. 32? 32.
Shit. Okay. You know who this is, actually.
Hell yeah.
Do you know what she wants?
You recognize this.
Good God.
As... the 13th daughter of Baba Yaga and former queen of Irisin, Yelizaveta.
Yelizaveta.
Most recently, she was the queen right before
Elvana.
Elvana. Yeah.
Nice.
Ooh. Can I do a knowledge check for what could this be other than a representation of...
Yeah.
Of Yelizaveta combined with nightmare figures. I mean, she is a nightmare figure, obviously, by herself.
Planes check.
Okay.
Man, you're rolling good.
Yeah.
Crushing
that
the rolls.
That is going to be a 29.
Jeez.
this is an animate dream.
Ooh. Do I know anything about animate dreams?
Oh, so it's not actually her.
Yeah, you got to know a couple things about them.
How exciting.
I mean, it totally makes sense that you know all of this, that you can figure all this out.
Yeah.
I'm just going
to
hang out with
ghosts. I became
an old
lady specifically to be better at remembering things.
Well, and you are the cricket. You're the one who apparently has the knowledge to keep us moving forward.
Around.
Okay, things you know about animate dreams. They are extraplanar incorporeal outsiders. They do indeed have spell resistance. And it really sucks to get touched by one.
Oh,
no.
You know that they feed off of the life force of other creatures and exist in a kind of semi-conscious state. Their impressions left from people's deaths, but they have no part of the soul or mind. It's purely almost like a psychic impression.
My touch AC is not great.
So Vasilisa is going to secure that information and glance towards her companions. And instead of addressing the dream that's speaking into her mind directly,
mm-hmm.
she's going to kind of address the dream and her companions at the same time and say, "Remnant of Korolyeva Yelizaveta, don't touch us."
And at the mention of this specter's previous name, you see her head straighten back up and she looks almost regal in her appearance for a moment. Anything else?
I moved, I spoke, and I did like four perception knowledge.
You know
things.
A lot of things.
I feel
yeah,
like
cool.
that encompasses
round
a fair
two.
Round.
Bulka, it's on you. You are concentrating.
So I'm just like making the face and holding the hand up, but I want to respond so that she doesn't think I'm just completely blowing her off and being rude. I don't want to be rude.
Yeah.
I mean you no harm. I am simply, I got six words.
Six words.
No harm intended. Just checking desires.
Checking your receipt. Talk good. Nope, no big deal.
And at the end of this round, you learn their charisma score. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm no longer in the
cone, you're no longer
so
in the
so you don't
orange.
Get to learn my charisma
yeah.
score.
Yeah. listeners,
zero.
If you wish to learn Marge's actual charisma score, you can go and check out her character sheet on thedimensiondoorpodcast.com.
Hint, it's nothing special.
Right?
Yeah, round two, I get the charisma score.
21.
We were joking about this being like, oh yeah, 26. Close. Who's going to have a 26? Like, haha, yeah.
It's
funny.
Close.
But if it happened to be, I would, at this moment, get kicked out. The spell would end, and I would be stunned.
Which That'd is be, harsh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad it's only a 21. Okay, I'm going to keep focusing for one more round then.
Okay. Marge.
We'll continue to stay where she's at and Kay. Hold. Letting the people who seem to know what they're doing talk and do the talking and figure out what's going on here.
It is the nightmare's turn.
Oh, God.
The nightmare, upon hearing your words, Bulka,
Aww.
You see rage creep across Aww. Its face as it starts to distort.
I mean, you just basically told it you were trying to cheat the system.
I'm trying to check its detect its desires. I want to know what it wants.
Yeah, that's cheating the system. There's a way this is supposed to happen. And you're trying to cheat the system.
Please help me help you show me the money.
The creature moves forward as it says, "You will not steal from me."
Oh no.
And it's gonna attack you.
No harm intended. Harmless.
24 versus touch.
Ow!
Well, come
well.
On.
Get I know, off. I know. I need a will save from you, please.
Fortunately.
Now do you have a snowflake?
No, I'm out of snowflakes, but I got a decent will. 14. You know that's going to fail.
Yeah, that is indeed going to fail. Bulka, this creature just reaches forward almost to grab your hand that you have pointed out, kind of focusing, and just kind of like goes to grab your hand. And as it does, you are going to take...
Oh, fuck.
Am I dead?
I hope not.
Maybe.
Don't let this be how Bulka goes. Too clever for his own good.
He said no harm intended. Is that different in
You're going to yeah, you're going to take 25 points of negative energy damage and one wisdom drain.
Yikes.
Drain is the bad stuff.
Yep.
Also you're fatigued.
Oh, God. Oh no.
And now you have to roll a concentration check.
Yep.
Which is going to be I believe, astronomically high.
Oh, because of the damage. The DC is based on damage.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I fail.
Oh, no.
I mean,
it's you could get a 20.
No, but it's a skill check.
Is it?
Yeah.
I rolled a 3.
Yeah.
So 14.
Oh, okay, so you lose that. Creature be pissed now.
Never got to round 3.
Thanks,
Didn't get
Vulcan.
To round 3.
It seemed like the perfect spell.
It really it was. Really, I tell you, told it what you were doing.
It was a really great idea.
No, it was. It was perfect. It was beautiful.
It was perfect. It was perfect for the moment. I applaud you. You get a snowflake, if that's any consolation to later. The 25 negative energy
now
damage
dead,
and one
yeah,
wisdom drain and fatigue.
Use a snowflake.
And an aggro spectral ghost lady. Anyway, that's her turn.
Sorry, guys.
But now what do we do?
Valdine, you're up.
Yeah.
But I will say, you guys do watch as she goes forward and she grabs Bulka's hand. And Bulka gets just completely shaken out of it. You can tell he's not focusing anymore. She seems somewhat more calm now that the spell is no longer happening. I will give you that nugget.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think I'm going to shoot a ghosty spirit thing. Because bullets
incorporeal
don't work that way.
Yeah, incorporeal thing. Ghost thing.
Valdine doesn't know what it is, but he knows it's not physical. He's just going on that hunch.
Mm-hmm.
I heard what Vasilisa said to it and how it responded. So I turn to Vasilisa and I say, I think you've got to save us.
Oh, shit.
You got this.
Diplomacy.
Okay.
I mean,
no pressure.
My gun's out and I'm ready to use it, but until you tell me to shoot, I'm standing just like Marge, waiting until ordered.
Okay. Vasilisa.
I don't think fighting is the answer.
And it's already mad at Bulka.
Well, it stopped being mad. James just said it stopped being
mad. It looks a little better now that the spell's not happening.
It looks less mad.
Irritated, though. Still irritated.
Still irritated, but not okay. Pissed. But
we'll just sacrifice Bulka. It'll be fine.
The one who has wronged you. Take the one who has wronged you back to your dream hellscape.
What do you want to do, Vasilisa?
Vasilisa is going to look at the animated dream and say, former queen, what do you want? She's trying the straightforward asking approach.
Like it?
I like it.
The low-tech version of what I was doing. Yeah.
And she's going to ready an action, if that's okay.
Yeah.
If it looks like the animated dream is about to try to touch Bulka again, or anyone else in a way, she has a spell she would like to cast in response.
Okay.
That's her ready to
good
action.
Job. Bulka?
Crying, curl up in the
I imagine he's like got to catch his, like he's probably coughing a little bit and trying to like catch his whole being in his chest. Not expecting that because he was just trying to learn. The only one interested in learning is me and Valdine. I think he's going to spend the round curing himself.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
I'm going to burn. Ugh. So I get the feeling from the way Vasilinus is talking to it and like, oh, former queen, like maybe we could actually have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to burn off Archon's Aura, which was my spell that like keeps people from attacking us in a bubble. I'm going to get rid of that and cure Sirius on myself.
Yeah,
very
good,
good
idea.
Good
choice. That was a lot of damage.
It's a fuck ton of damage. Yeah, it's 6d8.
Ugh.
Ooh,
wow.
Ooh.
I rolled 2 5s and a 6 within in the pool. So
it's like a Valdine roll, right?
It's a Valdine.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Shit.
And then all the other stuff on it.
Yeah.
Good lord.
Damn.
This is what being a gunslinger is like. It's wonderful.
Except you're incorporeal, too.
It's even better. You're right.
You're better.
I'm better than you.
That's
thank
what
you.
I need to do. I need to be a ghostly gunslinger. That's
can
my
you
new
imagine?
Plan. Yes.
Fuck.
No, imagine the ghostly incorporeal impression of a dream that might be left behind when Valdine dies.
That's exactly.
Wow.
Fuck.
Yes. Spell resistance, too.
How much do you heal yourself?
22.
Oh, you almost fixed it.
There you go.
I mean, there's still the wisdom drain and the fatigue, but
Bulka, do you want to say anything?
Oh, please do.
I think it just as he's coughing and trying to catch his breath, like, sorry. Queen? Question mark?
Love it. Marge, chilling?
Yeah, she's going to continue to hold. She knows. Yeah, no, she's out of her depth here.
Okay. Does anybody want to have a held action? Because we can go into just talking.
I feel like if the dream is willing to enter dialogue, we are ready to enter dialogue.
Yeah, I think so.
Parley?
I apologized.
I have no desire to trust mortals such as yourself with that information.
I wonder, with whom would you trust that information?
I need you to roll diplomacy.
Oh, shit. I didn't improve my charisma. I improved my intelligence.
Oh, 22. I'm rolling really well right now.
Yep, keep doing it.
The enemies of my enemy, of course.
Oh. Vasilisa is going to kind of hesitate for a brief moment, and then she's going to shift her aspect so she looks like kind of probably how she did when she first left Arison. She's taking on the young adult maiden youth aspect.
Okay.
So all of her stats change, which is fun for me to keep track of. No, I just read the wrong thing. She stays an old woman. I reverse that, take that back. I read Constitution as Charisma, and I was very excited. I was going to help myself, but no, I don't need Constitution. I need Wisdom. Vasilisa is going to wish she was more charismatic, realize that's impossible, and say, who is your enemy, may I ask? Is it your mother? Moya mama is my enemy, so I understand.
Yes. And you see rage start to fill her face again.
Baba Yaga.
Yes.
The mother of all Yadviga.
Yes.
I understand. Moya mama is my truest enemy as well. I am also Yadviga as well.
And what are your feelings towards our true mother?
Here we go.
I feel perhaps all mothers have too much power to force us to do things we don't want to do. And think maybe they should dictate our entire lives and tell us who we are allowed to be and for how long we are allowed to live. And I feel that is a negative thing.
Another diplomacy check, I guess. That's very good.
Yeah,
that's
really good.
I'm gonna use my guiding spirit.
Like aid?
Jump in. Mr. Charisma. Yeah, you guys can hop in here if you want.
Yeah. Or Theodora's guiding spirit says, both of these dice will be a 15.
I can totally aid. I do have diplomacy.
Okay.
What do you say?
Well, I've heard her talk all about her mama and how she doesn't like, and they even talk about Baba Yaga and how she doesn't like her. But you know, it would give you a plus because I didn't make it.
Roll a d20, though.
Thank you.
There you go.
Plus 3.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Valdine knows enough to aid by keeping his mouth shut.
And aid doesn't stack anyway, so I shouldn't even bother.
All right. 22 again.
Which is be crazy.
With that help.
don't say that.
No, don't say the other one, Volka.
That one was on message only. She didn't hear that.
She didn't hear that. It was on
that's right, we do.
Then it does appear that you are an enemy of my enemy, and perhaps even an ally.
I would say so. So what is it, Korolieva, that you desire?
There are two things that I wish more than any in the world. The first,
and as she says this, you watch as her face starts to distort and her pure white eyes start to glow a little bit. Her limbs kind of distend and flex and grow into really disconcerting in proportionate shapes.
Is freedom.
And she's gonna attack.
Aww. Wait. What?
Yeah, she's gonna attack. I know. I'm sorry.
Is she reaching a hand out to somebody trigger Vasilisa's thing?
Yeah, she's gonna try and swipe Bulka in front of her again. Right. So Vasilisa, if you wanna get triggered.
Readied action triggers. She grabs Bulka. If he is willing, he is about to be a part of her spell she's casting. for the first time in her entire life.
It's a new spell.
Vasilisa. Oh,
yeah, spell.
Shouts some magical words. Grabs Bulka. And dimension doors.
Whoa!
Oh my god!
The titular spell!
it's the thing. You did the thing.
Okay.
And she and Bulka disappear and reappear back in the room.
Oh no.
We came out of with the pool.
Leaving the two people with no magic, anything.
Bulka closer to the door. Like, she's not ditching people. She's just like,
oh, sure you're not.
Uh-huh. In view, but out. Like, great. No, I said don't touch us.
Love it.
You did say that. You did specifically say that.
That's great. Yeah.
Yep.
So, went to attack, triggered your thing,
mm-hmm.
can't reach anyone else. Does that burn the standard action of attacking? It was the start of the attempt.
I saw the intent, the attempt. So
that sounds like a GM call to me.
Yeah.
This thing is just really angry. Yeah. Uh-oh. So she's going to go ahead and move forward. Valdine, you feeling even or odd
today?
They might
have better touch AC than I do.
James, I'm always feeling odd.
Oh, you know what I should do? I should use my flip token I got.
Oh.
What was the name of the lovely little bookstore
at
coffee
Legendarium
shop?
Legendarium. Salt Lake City.
In Salt Lake City. Ooh. A beautiful little coffee shop, game store, bookstore, mm-hmm. magical place of wonder. I got a bunch of new dice, including these great puppy chow dice, which came with a poker chip token.
For 1d2.
For 1d2, which has a cute little puppy on it.
Same on both sides?
Yeah, it's a Doge chip. Anyway.
You got a Doge coin?
I have a physical Doge coin, yes. Valdine, do you want to be the Doge face or the poopy side?
Doge face.
Okay. If it's Doge face, it attacks Valdine. If it's the poopy side, it attacks Marge.
Poopy.
The way that Marge got no choice in this.
I'm sorry. It was a Valdine question.
Patriarchy.
It attacks Valdine.
Ooh, okay.
The specter floats 5 feet forward. Valdine.
How's your touch AC, brah?
How is your touch AC, brah?
It's fantastic. But
it's going to be better than mine,
I figured it was better than anyone else's.
Yeah, but, so. I mean.
Still not great, but.
Okay.
His role was really good.
It was, time, so. Well, this one was bad.
Oh.
Well, then it does, yeah.
Oh,
my touch
nice.
AC isn't gonna,
33 to hit.
Yeah, of course.
That's there's like, nobody on
no
Galarian.
No one on Galarian.
No, there's somebody.
All of Galarian could possibly.
33 touch. All
right, go ahead and give me a will save, please.
That I might be better
shit.
At.
A will save is 7.
Oh, that's no. That's probably passes.
Passes for being terrible.
Valdine, you're going to take 32 points of negative energy damage.
It's a good thing he's got loads of health.
And 1 wisdom drain. Also, you're fatigued.
I'm starting to have regret. Oh, God. You know what? The healer is safe, okay?
Okay,
it was
so,
still a good action.
Yes.
I say.
What's going to work? Teamwork.
Yeah, that's
now
his
what?
Turn. Valdine, you're up.
Valdine doesn't feel very good. Oh, man, I'm still at a loss for what to do.
Get
this
the
is a situation.
Hell out of there?
Well, I mean, okay, but then
utility
I'm abandoning
shot.
Marge.
Do we just try to kill the dream at this point?
I don't
well,
think
I don't
shooting
think
it will do anything.
Oh, this is super meta, but I like we know what it wants now.
Freedom.
You know part of what
we
it
know
wants.
One
yeah.
of two.
It wants
it
two
didn't
things.
Tell us the second.
It
thing.
Wants freedom and something else.
Oh, so we need to stick around. All right. I was gonna say if we got the answer, we should bail.
Just shove the door shut and it incorporeally floats the room. We're like, that's
I mean,
not allowed.
Part of what I'm thinking, so I'm just gonna think out loud from a player perspective. I feel like this is it's an apparition, so it's not quite a haunt. But I'm wondering if it is somehow tied to this room. So I was thinking of destroying the bed in some way. That was my thought. Outside the box, thinking of something different to try to do.
Valdine's the guy who touched the shackle. He's mm-hmm. the guy who thinks, what's the solution that's not directly shooting the thing?
Sometimes.
But that is still, you know, like he's learning. Yeah. So maybe he would, I don't know, shoot the bed.
I was thinking of actually, I was actually thinking
Valdine,
of.
You really shoot the bed on that one.
Oh, no. I was thinking of Alchemist Fire.
Ooh.
On the bed. Because
I'm intrigued.
I don't know that it... I don't even know if that would even do enough. It's very tiny amount of damage.
That's a fun idea, though. It's
neat. I mean,
it's
but fun, if it but... sets the bed on fire and it's an actual physical bed, beds burn.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If nothing else, we have a comforting fire where yeah. there used to be blood-stained bedding.
The comforter is now okay. a comforting fire. How well, can you sleep while your beds are burning? I want to know.
I've stumped you.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, oftentimes there is something in the party discussion that helps or party actions that help. In this case, we're just getting our asses kicked. And I know none of us can take any more hits from this thing either. So I'm going to say, maybe this will free you. And I throw Alchemist's Fire toward the bed.
Love it.
Yeah. Valdine's
like the picture I'm here to help. Of him rummaging in his bag. He's maybe like, this will free you. And then boom. At the
what in your build prevents you from getting attacks of opportunity against you as a gunslinger? Because technically you're making a ranged attack. And if that thing that prevents you from getting AOOs from ranged attacks is only gun specific, this is going to provoke.
I don't know what I expected this morning when we woke up, but it wasn't this.
Yeah, for sure.
Point blank master. Choose one type of ranged right. weapon. You do not provoke attacks of opportunity when firing the selected weapon while threatened.
So choose. That's what I have. I so, have yeah. point choose blank Alchemist master. Fire, so.
Real quick.
Too late.
Valdine's going to look at Marge and say, Marge, let's go. And he full retreat.
Okay.
So no O's and any of those.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Full retreat mm-hmm. where you want to go.
Just behind Bulka.
Get nice. Behind.
We're taking turns being the most vulnerable depending on how much damage was taken.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not worried about the damage as much as it's just, I can't do anything useful, so.
Yeah. Okay. Marge, go. Valdine, books it.
I did tell
after
you.
After we teleport, you're alone. You're alone now.
Full retreat. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how can we help free ya? And
she hasn't felt the touch yet.
She nope. has not.
She
she's
also
seen a couple of us
presumably
over,
is
though.
Just hoping that Bulka and Vasilisa are nearby because I don't know if you can see where we dimension doored it nope. back to.
Nope. She can't.
I mean, we're like 15 feet away. You probably heard us.
Hopefully. Sure,
just like yeah, reappear sure. somewhere.
So yeah, she'll say how can we help free you, and she's gonna try a diplomacy check. Okay, I've been rolling so low today though. That's the problem.
You do for a good one.
Yeah,
15.
The way James's face just—he's trying to figure out every step of this fight. Wait, what would this do?
It's weird. The way this is all written is very odd.
It's not great.
It's not great.
No.
No.
It's got a high charisma, so you kind of know it's... Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's what you say. Is that your whole turn?
She's going to 5-foot step, just one more step away.
Like into the corner of the room.
Into the corner.
Oh, into the
no.
corner of the room.
Cool.
Oh, no, shit. That's... Marge has been cornered.
Okay, I like it.
Sorry, Marge.
It's good.
Just because...
I like
she
it.
Doesn't want to try and move past this thing
That's,
unless she absolutely has to.
Yeah.
And she knows talking at one point worked, so she's just... Kay. Okay. That's her turn.
Okay. Vasilisa. Hey. Do good, kid. Do good.
Wait, is that a clue?
Don't get Marge killed.
Oh, God. Vasilisa... She's very thrown off by this whole it immediately attacked thing. And she's going to say, what's the second thing?
Okay.
And she can't see Marge to try and do any helpful hexing. Oh, goodness. Goodness, goodness. And she's still hesitant to try to do a like damaging harmful hex thing against this dream, partially because she worries that it wouldn't land because of spell resistance. Also, it's not undead, but does it even have a mind to be affected by all of her mind affecting
spells?
It's got
intelligence
and charisma, so it shouldn't be immune to mind affecting stuff, presumably.
It,
you know it's not dead. It is an outsider extraplanar incorporeal creature.
Yeah. Okay, she's going to step to where she can see it. And she's going to say, "What's the second thing?" And she's going to do an attempt at softening it up via an evil eye hex.
Okay.
And she's going to choose attack rolls for now.
Okay.
Shit. I don't know. Okay. She's scared
it
of
it. It fails its save.
Oh, really?
Yes. It rolled a one.
Okay. So my intelligence modifier is bigger than it ever has been before. So let me check how many rounds that is. 10. For 10 rounds.
Fuck. Okay.
It has
minus 2 to hit.
Minus 2 to hit. Okay.
Just a minute.
Bulka.
I would like to roll a religion check on it. I Zach knows it's not undead. Bulka thinks it's undead because it came out of blood, and Vasilisa said, "Oh, you used to be."
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Get religion so you can understand.
It's only a 9. So, I'm guessing that means he probably still thinks it's undead.
You're not sure, but a lot of signs are pointing at undead. Yeah. I applaud you on this decision, sir.
No, I mean, I decide he would channel smite. He would try and put his channel through his mace.
Yeah.
And he's going to run, not run technically, but he's going to go right past Vasilisa.
Okay.
And he is going to try and put a channel into his mace and smack the mace against this thing that's made of blood.
I love it. It's so good.
Don't even need to roll for the channeling because I know it's not going to work. Because it's not undead, but Bulka would still do it. He'd still burn a channel on it.
So I do need you to roll to hit, and I believe it's a 50-50 chance on if it actually hits.
Because of the incorporeal.
Incorporeal.
Gotcha. Well, and my strength is down. Consuming. Oh, wait. Except.
You have fatigue affecting your to hit, I think, too.
I would if I was different.
Ooh.
Okay, what's funny, and this, if you really want to go look it up and figure it out, that you can figure it out. But my ability is, instead of using my strength, if I'm using my divine, the weapon of my deity, I can use my wisdom instead of my strength to hit. They're both penalized right now. So actually, yes, my to hit is lower, but not where you think. So I'm going to try... Ooh, 23 against regular AC.
Ooh.
I mean, it'll still do...
A 23 against regular AC might hit... If you are...
Lucky.
Yeah. You want 1 through 50 or 51 through 100 for a hit?
Well, the math on that does not check out. So I'll take 51 as a hit.
You miss.
Oh.
With a 27.
It's not there.
So it looks like it should connect, and it just phases straight through her.
That was my move. That was my standard.
You want to say something to her?
That was my friend Valdine.
Marge has a big look of relief on her face that somebody else is in the room with her now.
That's the other thing, is I want to be nearer my Marge to thee. I'd like to...
Yeah, this is just bad.
That's true. Yeah.
I feel like we're missing something from the riddle.
Me too.
I'm reading it. I've read it like 4 times trying to figure out what we're missing.
That's too many times.
You should read it 3 times.
Yeah, 3 is perfect. Okay.
I thought it would test my resolve, not my combat again.
Right? Resolve.
Well, the boar was like the strength. Do you have enough strength to take him down? This is like, do you have enough resolve to endure all these hits that are over and over again just draining
us. It says mental fortitude. To prove your mental fortitude.
Your will.
Right? But it is a will save every time it whacks you. So.
This is also known in the book as the challenge of endurance.
Nice.
Endurance. And I wrote resolve in my notes. Did you say resolve at some point?
Yeah, it's resolve. It's in there.
That's a lot. The creature's turn, after listening to everyone talk and hearing Vasilisa said, what's the other thing?
And Marge is like, we just want to help you be free. What can we do?
And she looks at all of you, and you watch as her features become even more twisted and inhuman. And she says, destroy the hut. Kill my mother. Okay. And she's going to cast a spell.
Well, magic. I like magic.
Can I try to identify the spell?
Please do.
Please.
DC is, I think, 19.
Oh, that's good, because I got 24.
This creature is casting Phantasmal Killer.
Oh!
All right.
Mm-hmm.
In my brain.
Mm-hmm.
If I have Dispel Magic prepared, how does Counterspell work?
Great question.
Dispel is very good.
All right. I don't know if this is allowed.
Do it anyway.
Yeah.
I have Dispel Magic. The spell Dispel Magic can be used as Counterspell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Dispel Magic you have to use.
Have, like...
Like, not have pre-cast it,
mm-hmm.
but unless it's a readied action, you could do it that way.
So I think because I didn't have a readied action, I can't do the Counterspell. I can just recognize, oh shit, this is coming. If I had readied an action to Counterspell, then I could, with my readied action to Counterspell, attempt to Counterspell via using Dispel Magic rather than the appropriate spell.
I think so.
So, I have no readied action, but Vasilisa does cringe real hard because this is a bad spell, yo. I didn't roll high enough to know enough about these things to know that they also cast spells. I just knew you don't want them to touch you. So I didn't think I should use my Dispel Magic to prepare a counterspell.
Right, yeah.
You know? Hindsight, I should have thought maybe it could, but yeah, I mean, you don't have that high of a charisma score and not cast spells usually. But
So you kind of threw off my groove, Bulka. I'm like, how can we help you be free? And then you come running in and try and hit it with a hammer. And
yeah,
I'm
like, But you can't decide whether you're happier to not be alone or you want to blame him if we all die. It could go either way.
Yeah, after Bulka felt that pain, like he was okay with like, okay, maybe we should talk this through. And then when it happened to Valdine, he's like, okay, nope, never we're mind. Fighting.
This isn't working.
I don't think we're talking our way all out right, of this James. Anymore.
Okay, so... Like I just went and had a poop for clarity. I needed to take a clarity poop.
Okay.
Because I don't know who this spell would target.
Oh, you're trying to decide who's getting phantasmal murdered.
Yes. Because this isn't a very logical creature at this point. It's just a rage creature.
Fair.
It would have to move to get to Marge, if that helps.
Well, it doesn't because it's not a spell.
Touch kind of situation.
It's that is just true. This creature needs to see you.
Oh, spell. Shit. I'm pretty sure she can see all of us, huh?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? That's why I had to go.
The hardest to see.
Phantasmal Killer Greater? Are you just going to hit all four of us with it?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, mythic. Everyone on this plane experiences their worst nightmare and potentially dies.
And Thanos snaps.
From it, essentially. So I'm just going to roll for it because I still haven't been able to decide.
Wow. I mean, it's better. Yeah, rolling for it's better than pooping for it, I think.
Yeah.
Well, lucky for you, the poop gave me the mental clarity to roll for it. I think that's how that works, right?
Okay.
Okay, so there's four of you. I'm going to roll my cute little pink die I got at a wedding.
Who's who? You already decided?
1, 2, 3, 4.
I am number one.
You're number one. Okay, here we go. So Marge.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not right after she got the crows. I don't want to be responsible for this.
Fearsome creature.
It's all your fault.
Imaginable. Appears creeping slowly towards you.
So a giant mad white weasel.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. I like that.
Yeah.
I was hoping you said
that.
It comes creeping towards you, and you're just stuck there.
In the corner. I'm literally a cornered rat.
This room.
Their noses were touching.
I need you to do two things for me.
Yes.
The first is a will save.
That is my worst save.
Do you have a snowflake?
I do not.
I do, but she's not getting it for this one. She can have it for the second one.
We'll see.
Yeah.
An 11.
That is going to fail.
Yeah.
So
her will is terrible. I don't know that she could
that
have
was to
saved.
Figure out that this was an illusion.
So you think it's a real...
So you think this is real.
Of course.
And now...
Like an evil version of a white weasel.
Now I need you to make a fortitude save.
If Marge survives this, I don't know if she's mentally going to be able to carry on.
This is a lot.
This is
your literal worst nightmare attacking you.
Please take Bulka's snowflake. For this very important
Bulka's concern for Marge magically reaches across to touch her soul.
No one else sees
and give her a bit of fortitude.
No one else sees it.
She
yeah.
might be able to
you guys,
recognize
you guys
a spell
see
was cast.
A shadowy outline of something.
Gotcha.
Shit.
You do all see that.
Well, Valdine doesn't, and probably not Vasilisa from where we are. But
it is a good thing you gave me your dice.
What'd you get?
Your snowflake. Because I rolled a 7. 24 with Bulka's dice.
Oh. What would it have been with your 7?
A 16.
So that would have failed.
Oh, man.
But you do succeed.
Oh. I'm so glad Marge is okay.
Yeah, oh but this giant white weasel... that you can see is going to just slowly lean you down, and you watch as its jaws just go over your entire head, and you can feel its stinky breath on your face as it bites hard, and you are still going to take some damage, but luckily, you don't just die.
Well, that's good.
God. You're going to take 12 points of psychic damage.
Jeez. Yeah, that makes total sense. Marge will yelp and like just pull her head down, like covering her head with her hands and her arms.
Just the little rat folk cowering in the corner,
yes.
bleeding, but mentally in her mind, we don't see any sign of the damage.
So messed up.
She's not in a good way.
Oh, fuck
us. Poor Marge.
James.
I know.
You could have attacked Valdine. He's fine.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, just bring the night terrors back.
Anytime something bad happens to Marge, I'm like, fuck, everyone's going to be mad at me. I'm going to lose all my Discord friends.
I was hoping you were going to attack Vasilisa because I wanted to see a vision, like an evil, big, messed up vision of her mom.
Oh, yeah. Vasilisa was absolutely
I really, like, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, anybody's is going to be really fucking cool.
Yeah.
But you succeed. Yeah, yeah, cruel. Sorry, I misspoke. Yeah. you, by the skin of your teeth, succeed on some borrowed luck from... Bulka.
Wow. So close.
Oh man, and if that had like if you had failed that too, you would be dead.
Yeah.
Like Bulka's thing couldn't
insta dead.
I don't think Bulka's thing would save you because it's not hit point damage. It's just the death condition.
Yeah. It's not zero. Oh,
the spell that
yeah, you just die.
Well
yeah.
Also it would only give you like 4 HP.
Yeah.
So
also I don't think anyone of us has like breath of life or something to immediately bring back.
Yeah.
Like
not really.
Okay, so that is that creature's turn.
We're all a little bit sweaty, I think, right now. Just a little.
Yeah, no kidding.
This was more pressure than I thought this encounter would be. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. Okay.
Kill
that's
the boar. Cut
that's
off its tusks.
The creature's turn. Valdine, you're up.
Shoot her!
Kill it! Oh my god. I didn't even prepare the daylight spell because part of me is like,
I was just thinking,
how do you get
daylight,
rid of a nightmare?
Yeah, you
daylight.
Oh, I have daylight. Tons of daylight.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I need to tell you it's an actual dream.
Light it up.
I still probably think that it's. I miss with my channel smite so much. I probably think that it's still undead.
Oh, the room is candlelit too. Can I even shoot it from where I am?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Well, it
I
has
mean, it would
partial
be through
cover.
Two people.
Yeah, it's. I would through two people. I will say it has. Full
it
cover.
Is both incorporeal
so
and full cover.
Well, then I will move up to behind Bulka in between Vasilisa and Bulka.
On the plus side, you can't misfire for the next few
and
shots.
And I will shoot this thing that has been... I will try to shoot this
there you go.
Mystical
better.
Dream creature.
Okay.
Because
who, me? Stop. I know you guys think I'm beautiful, but...
such a cockatrice you are. Oh.
Apparently, just this week. I don't know.
Okay. Let's roll a dice.
Okay.
That's going to be a 20 against touch.
That would hit.
Okay.
If
now you roll the incorporeal, whatever.
No, I don't, because your gun isn't magic.
What about the cartridge? Is it the gun or the cartridges that matter for that?
Are the bullets or the gun?
Are the bullets magic?
They're plus one alchemical, so probably not.
Is the plus one like magic plus one or like plus one to hit?
Your powder's plus magical. One?
I don't know enough about guns.
No. So
we need to get you a more magical gun.
Yeah, we do. No, okay. So then a wasted shot.
Yep.
Marge is still alive.
I thought you said you didn't have any snowflakes, so I was surprised when you said you had one.
He gave me one. That's the one he just gave me. Oh, thank you by right. that. Thank you, by the way, for that.
Hey, you did it to yourself.
Oh. We'll get you sorted out. Yeah, we'll get you a magic weapon later.
So Valdine sees the bullet do nothing and it hits the wall behind the thing.
Yeah.
And he realizes.
You see it hit square on.
Yeah.
And it clicks for you now.
Which is what I assumed, but I just got mad. That's fire fair. My gun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Understandably
and then
so.
Valdine yells out, "Thought I was over night terrors."
Nice.
Aww.
Oh, God.
Guys, what do we do?
Marge.
Oh, Marge is cowering in the corner, shaking. She's not doing anything at the moment.
Okay.
She's, yeah.
But on her turn, what does she do?
That.
Come on.
She continues to cower and shake in the corner.
Okay. Oh. The giant weasel thing is gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Vasilisa.
It's an animate dream. We kill it. Because it's looking like that's the only choice at this point is just fucking put it down. And she can't exactly burning hands from here. I don't know if that would be the move anyway.
So much for it being a straightforward episode.
So you, I will let you guys all know, you are considered a corporeal source. So any of the stuff you do is only going to be 50% effective.
Yep.
So all damage is only going to deal 50%. If it is a non-damaging spell, it only has a 50% chance of actually working.
Yeah. And my concern is spell resistance on top of that. So it might be 50% damage with a 50% chance of doing anything at all. Because she doesn't have force spells and effects, I don't think. Which would affect them normally. So if any of us had magic missile or force spells and damage, that would do normal stuff. I don't think I have that, unfortunately. So Vasilisa is going to basically call out what it is in the hopes that helps some urge people to try and kill it. And she's going to be intimidated enough by the whole phantasmal killer casting that she recognized that she is going to, for lack of feeling like she has a better, stronger option, ready the action to cast Dispel Magic as a counterspell.
Okay.
That's what's happening. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Bulka, you're up.
Let's get weird with it.
Get weird with it.
Bulka is going to provoke while he casts a spell. It's the wrong move, but I'm going to do it anyway. God damn it.
Proud of you. Do it.
So he's going to, on this thing standing right in front of him, cast Trial of Fire and Acid, and he's just going to try and coat it with fire
Love
and acid.
That. Okay.
There's no spell resistance, which is one of the reasons I'm doing it. You just create the fire and acid, and it's going to linger and last for several rounds. So he's going to try that and see if it works.
Okay, nice. What is the area of effect?
Creature touched. I have to reach out and actually make a touch attack.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Okay.
But when I go to cast this, you get an AOO, right?
Because it's casting a spell, yeah.
I do.
Or did you already use your AOO this round? You probably already did. I think it's you already spent it.
I didn't, unfortunately. But yes, thank you.
No problem. AOO. Anytime.
That is going to be a lot to hit. Does a lot hit?
That hits.
26.
That is going to be a lot to hit. Does a lot hit?
A lot hits.
A lot hits. Okay. Okay. Could have been much worse. 15 points of negative energy damage.
Okay. So, ow.
Ow. Are you casting defensively?
Oh. Well, I already got hit by the AOO, so I probably shouldn't retcon that. I should probably just say that, okay, no, I didn't declare it.
Okay. So then you take the 15 points, and then you do a concentration check.
And the DC on that is going to be like 25 or something?
What level is the spell?
The level of spell I'm casting is 3.
So 18.
Yeah, 18.
So that's doable. 18.
That's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Rolled a 14. Good.
Nice.
Good.
There, okay. See?
And there's no spell resistance on this, right?
No, there's not. It just creates the fire and the okay. acid.
So
and
then it is
it.
A 50-50 on if it actually affects the creature or not. High 50 for yes?
Yeah, high 50s.
High 50s.
Hit. Woo.
Okay.
So I spray some fire and I spray some acid on this thing.
Nice.
And then each round, it takes 1d6 of acid and 1d6 of fire damage. And it gets a new fort save. Oh, sorry. It gets a fort save to half every time this happens.
Okay.
And I'll roll my d6s. The blue one's acid. The black one's fire.
17 on my fort save.
Oh.
That's going to be close.
Fails.
That fails.
18.
Okay.
I've got an 18 DC right now.
Okay. Nice. So it'll only take half damage.
So it was 4 acid and 3 fire. Then you got to.
So it's going to be
2 and 1
in half.
Yeah, so it's going to be 2 and 1, so 3 points of damage.
Oh, God. But it's going to keep going for the next 7 rounds, so that's neat.
Yeah.
It's going to just slowly drain this thing. Everyone, go in the other room and just wait.
Okay.
Oh, is it the nightmare's turn?
Yeah, it is. Isn't this fun?
I mean, it's not what I expected, but it's what I should have expected. Let's
it's
be
what
honest.
We
it feels like we're missing something obvious at the moment.
I feel like maybe the obvious thing is that we should just fucking fight these things in these rooms.
We can't fight it. Like, no, I mean, that'd be obvious if we could actually fight it, but we literally are doing nothing.
I feel like if we figured out the riddle and been like, oh, we're going to literally have to fight a dream, we might have prepared different spells.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe fighting a dream is like something else that's not
fighting.
We'll
take this to the next riddle, assuming any of us live, and be like,
yeah, we'll be wiser.
Solve the riddle.
Then go in the room.
Then prepare spells, assuming we solved it correctly, and then go in.
Maybe. The nightmare's turn. It is gonna attack Balka.
That's fair. I sprayed acid at you.
Well,
this is battery acid, you slime.
Well, war.
You said it is crazy mad.
I think I'm gonna cast a spell.
Aha!
I knew it.
I would like to spellcraft.
You may.
Nice.
Okay. My spellcraft is...
It's trying to stop itself from taking 3 damage every round.
Total of 30.
Oh, no.
You succeed. This is deep slumber.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you could technically wake someone up from that, but...
Sleeping creatures are helpless. Slapping or wounding awakens an affected creature, but normal noise does not. Awakening a creature is a standard action.
You know what? I have had enough of this. I don't want anyone to be helpless and like coup de grace or some shit. So Vasilisa is going to attempt to counterspell with her dispel magic ready to action.
Okay. What do you roll for that?
I have no idea.
Caster level check.
Shit.
Of some kind?
Yeah, it's some kind of check of, of a variety with a die involved. It says you must make a dispel check.
Are you sure it's a check? Because Bing's telling me it's a Yugoslavian.
Oh, very boy.
Good. Very good.
Oh, God.
Way to interject some humor.
He's trying to get another snowflake.
Smart play.
1d20 plus your caster level.
Yeah, we haven't gotten snowflakes in
a
while.
And then I like used it immediately to not die.
So 1d20 plus 7. And I don't know what I'm trying to like hit, but
it's 11 plus the spell's caster level.
Cool. Okay. 17.
So that fails.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, I was afraid of that.
So this creature is going to cast deep slumber on Balka.
But I just woke up.
So, Balka, I need you to roll me A will save.
Okay.
Creature we're fighting is level 11.
Well, it's at least a 7 caster level.
That's insane.
Like us. Like me. She's at least as strong as Vasilisa spell-wise.
But...
Nat 1.
Nat 1. But if it's evil, I get a plus 2.
You get a plus 2.
Okay, Nat 1.
Shit.
You fall asleep. You fall into a deep, deep sleep that can only be woken by slapping your face or taking another kind of damage.
And that happens right in front of Valdine.
Yeah. Boom. And next to Marge.
Probably doesn't look too different from being dead. Like,
yeah,
I just
Volca
drop.
Crumble. And Vasilisa knows it's sleep because she identified the spell, but that doesn't mean anyone else knows that.
You just see this thing reach out. Is it a touch? No, you just kind of cast it at range. So you just see this thing cast on me, and I just drop, go to sleep.
Vasilisa fumbles in the background.
The creature points a hand out at Volca and just lowers it. Slowly, as Volca's eyelids droop down and shut and just falls to the ground. Marge, over in the corner, still horrified and shaking from her experience. Valdine, apparently useless again.
Yep.
As he stares down this creature that he tried to shoot, it did nothing. He sees Volca collapse in front of him. He hasn't seen or heard Marge except for maybe a scream of terror and Vasilisa.
And possibly whimpering in the corner.
Hi.
Standing in the hallway behind Valdine. And I think we're gonna leave it here until next time. Just draw this out as much as possible. Boy. I hope you all have enjoyed this very bizarre episode of the Dimension Door podcast. What will happen next time? Yeah. Will Marge die? Will Volca die? Will anybody die? We'll have to see. Goodbye.
Press start.
We might all die.
Oh boy.
This isn't nice combat.
Fuck you guys. This is, I'm sorry. I mean that in like, I would say fuck us, like we're all fucked, and then I realize you guys are fucked. I'm fucked by extension.
Yeah.
This is bad.
This is bad
and gnarly, and
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Especially because I think Volca and Vasilisa are the only ones with magic weapons, and Vasilisa's magic weapons are playing cards.
Yeah.
Poor Valdine.
But I am cowering in a corner after feeling like I was just attacked and almost eaten by a giant weasel.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys. Here, have some trauma.
For real.
Zach, thank you so much for editing through this, and I hope you didn't cringe as much of the way through.
No, it wasn't easy.
Nerve-ridden and anticipatory of what's to come next. Thank you for editing. Thank you for the music. Thank you so much. The last episodes have just been bangers. Yeah. It's been great.
Thank you, Zach.
Season three.
Bumper tracks are from MDK Music. Thank you to our executive producers, David Lester and Callie Rose. If you also want to be a boss-ass executive producer and get a shit ton of bonus content, including player interviews and discount
fun
codes,
you can.
Music tracks, you can. Just go over to our Patreon.
Join us.
And send us that sweet, sweet moolah that allows us to do things like replace broken soundboards and pay hosting fees.
Yes.
Check us out on our socials. Is Twitter still around when we record this? Yes. Is it when you're listening to it? Who the fuck knows? So make sure you also check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Discord, TikTok. You know where to find it all. It's in the show notes. Y'all have a great time. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.